Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, I would say an eventful day for the Pittsburgh Public School Board yesterday on so many different levels. And certainly one of the headlines is the swearing in of a new school board president. She is Sylvia Wilson, and she is my guest this afternoon on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the show and congratulations.
Well, thanks very much, Lynn. Appreciate you asking me to be on today.
Now, I don't know how much or if any of the show you heard before you came on, but one of the things I said, and I'm going to say it to you, I'm not sure why anyone would want to be the president of the Pittsburgh School Board. Tell me what drives you, what motivates you, because I got to tell you, these are difficult times.
We have a lot of difficult times, but somebody has to do it. And one of the things that I plan to do is that, well, just to continue the same path I've always done, is working with others to pull things together so that we are doing what we can, which is best for our kids in our schools, in our city.
So how do
and,
you know, go ahead. No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say, we all have to do it. We're a board of nine plus the superintendent, which actually makes 10. But, you know, somebody has to be the one who signs the paperwork, and someone has to be the leader. Somebody has to, you know, head the meetings. You know, you have to have some kind of order. So it isn't a matter of whether somebody wants it specifically or not, but things have to be done. Everybody, just in your job, you have things that you have to do. You just have to do it. And that's the way I look at this.
So then how do you prioritize? Because, I mean, there are some budget issues. There's some finance issues. There's kind of this tug of war going on right now between the school board, the financial issues between the city and the Pittsburgh school board. There are issues between the mayor and the superintendent. I mean, where do you even start? And what's your priority going to be as the president?
The priority is to work with the superintendent to make sure that we're putting the best plan together for the students and along with the board members. That's what our priority is to try to do our best to provide the best education for our kids and to do it in a most fiscally sound way. You know, someone asked me this yesterday about the mayor and the school district, and I said a lot of that became it was characterized in the wrong way. When we were talking about the possibility of having a tax increase for the first time in over 5 years, we were kind of a little surprised because we hadn't expected it. I kind of expected that it might have been proposed next year, not this year. And as the board members were talking about this with Ron Joseph, who is our chief financial person, and we were discussing it, it was just a simple question. What happened to the money that is diverted from the school district to the city when the city was in crisis? It was a mere question. It was just a supposition. What's going on? Why is it money still going there? Because the city's no longer in a crisis. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it was blown out of proportion that there was some battle between the school district and this city. There was never intended for that. Merely a question. And people just blow things out of proportion. It should have never been. Everybody has fiscal issues. Everybody. The city, the school district, our homes, every individual family. But all we can do is the best we can do with the funds we have. Obviously, there's been a deficit. There have been predictions that we would have been out of money at the school district 3 years ago, four mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we continue to maintain and move forward is actually a plus. And not that long ago, our Auditor General came, and he was very pleased with how the funds were being taken care of, how our budget was being done. And it wasn't that long ago, and we didn't suddenly plummet into the depths of the valley in terms of our fiscal responsibility. That didn't occur. Again, people just take things out of proportion.
So would you be willing to meet with the mayor?
Oh, I had already said that. Mm-hmm. He said he spoke some board members last week. I don't know who he spoke with, but it is not a battle between the city and the school district. When I ran for school board, that was one of the things, and I said that to the mayor, in front of the mayor and around everywhere I went. We have to have a strong school district if the city is to survive. If we don't have a strong school district, then the city is certainly going to plummet as well. You can't have one without the other.
And, you know, I have consistently said, as the public school system goes, so goes the city, because people make decisions about living in the city, relocating to the city, coming to our city based on the quality of education in the public school system.
That's true. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't help when real estate companies direct people outside of the city, and they don't even know how our schools run. They've never come to our schools. When the mayor first developed an education task force or a committee, one of the things that came out of that committee that was made up of people from the city, from all around, school district as well, parents, everybody said, why aren't the realtors doing more to promote our schools? There are so many wonderful things going on in our schools, and unfortunately, the only information that gets out are negativity. Those, you know, incidents that make up a very small proportion of what goes on in our schools. But if the realtors really wanted to help build Pittsburgh along with all of us, they would be able to talk about the strengths of our school system instead of trying to direct them to the suburbs and elsewhere.
So one of the other things that seems to have come out in the public hearing or public meeting part of the meeting yesterday was the issue of a need for more counselors and I guess a conversation about counseling versus security. Where do you fall on that?
Well, we certainly need the help from counselors and social workers. There's a great need. The need continues to grow. But on the other hand, I certainly wouldn't want our children to be vulnerable by suddenly taking away the type of safety issues we have with our security and our school police, because they have certainly been able to keep the lid on a lot of the horrible violence that we're hearing from all around the country. I credit our school police, our school security, our teachers, our principals for keeping our kids as safe as possible. I would not want to see that diminish while we bring in others to help them with their mental health. However, many people aren't aware that our schools have partnerships with many mental health agencies from all around the county, and they are actually assigned to each school. So that helps us to increase some of that, the social work and counselor aspects that we need for our children. We can always use more, because this world is certainly giving us a lot more issues and more stress than we had even when we were in school. Kids are, there's so much trauma that
they're carrying a lot, indeed.
Absolutely, absolutely. So obviously we need as much as we can, but I wouldn't want to have one outweigh the other. We have needs in both of the areas.
We sure do. Well, Sylvia Wilson, we're glad you're in that role. I'm sure we'll be talking to you on a regular basis. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Indeed.
Thanks.
Sylvia
Bye-bye.
Wilson, the newly installed president of the Pittsburgh Public School Board, joining us on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.